Glory to God. Good evening. And we're just going to move right into class. Apostle has already prayed. And that corporate prayer, that time that we just had, where we all begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, I believe that's one of the reasons why this year, in particular for this class, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, that we've spent more time talking about praying in the Spirit. Because remember, one of the things that the author pointed out in your book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy, was that all of the other gifts hinges upon the fact that, number one, we know how to pray in the Spirit. We know how to pray in the Spirit. So being filled with the Spirit, I said, it's not what? Optional. It's mandatory. Especially if we're talking about being built up in the Spirit. Right? Another thing I mentioned in previous classes is that you cannot be escorted into the Spirit realm without the Holy Spirit. So we need to continue to dig deeper by praying in the Spirit. And if that's not the focus of where you are now, then you're missing it. I said you're missing it. Because this is the foundation. I believe the whole church got to go back and get this foundation straight. Being filled with the Spirit is one thing, but constantly being filled with the Spirit is another thing. As a matter of fact, one translation say, be being filled. That's a continuous, constant. Well, how do you do that? By praying in the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, Apostle Thompson had no idea that I would be sharing some of this with you tonight, because we're talking about the supernatural. See, we're talking about learning how to function in the supernatural. That's what moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy is all about. It's not for a show. It's about learning how to maneuver in the Spirit. So all of it begins with praying in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14 and 18. 1 Corinthians 14 and 18. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said what? I thank my God.
I speak with tongues
more than all of you. I believe that this was one of the secrets to Paul's life. When Paul, upon his conversion, Paul said, I immediately did not confer with flesh and blood. Now, I don't have time to read all of this tonight, but read Galatians chapter 1 for me, where you would hear Paul's testimony. Paul said, upon my conversion, I separated myself for 3 years and 6 months. I believe Paul went separated himself after he was filled with the Holy Spirit and was out there praying in tongues so that he can get further revelation of who this one who apprehended him on the road to Damascus. Then, you have to study the epistles to get this information. But one of the reasons that Paul said his life was up under constant attack was because of all of the revelation knowledge he possessed. Well, where did he get it from? He got it from the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation. See, when you start talking about moving in the gifts of revelation, it's talking about a gift that reveals something. Now, that's a very important gift to move in. Because remember, when you start moving into the gifts of the Spirit, you got to get out the way. And I think what get many ministry gifts in trouble with moving in the gifts of the Spirit is they begin to do things, manipulate people, control people by what the Holy Ghost is revealing. All right, y'all want a good example? Huh? Y'all want an example? When Jesus met that woman at the well, you remember that woman? Huh? And there was an exchange made about the water. Jesus said, if you know who I was, you the one got me some, you would ask me and I would give you some living water. This water you got is a well. The water I'm going to put in you is a river. Huh? All right, then he said, go call your what? Go call your husband. What did she say? She said, I don't got none. Okay, now that would have been nice if it wouldn't have been Jesus and the gifts wasn't in operation. Y'all know, y'all not talking. See, remember what I'm saying. when you start watching the life and ministry of Jesus, everything Jesus did was because of, number one, he was a child born of the Spirit. He waxed strong in spirit. He had the Holy Spirit without measure. After he came up out of the River Jordan when he was baptized by John the Baptist, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon him and remained upon him. So he functioned as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost, which also means he operated by the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. So here's the gift kicking in. He said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have none. Jesus said, you have well said. You did say you don't have a husband, but that ain't the rest of the story. This is Paul Harvey now. He said, you've had five husbands, and the one you're with is not your husband. Now, I want you to pay close attention. If Jesus had spoke those words to that woman out of a contaminated spirit, he would have lost her. She would have been embarrassed, and she would have fled. But because he was operating from compassion and love and revealing something so dear to her, come on now, that only God could have known, that love drew her to him. So now, instead of her running from Jesus, she ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me about myself. Now, y'all know in the church we live in today, if somebody stand you up and say that person you're with, not your husband, oh, Jesus, half the church cell phone's going to be out. They're going to be videoing you, taking pictures, sending it around the world. That is not what the gifts of the Spirit are about. Are y'all with me? We're talking about the supernatural here. There was no way for Jesus to know that except the Holy Ghost made it known to him. But he didn't use it to kill her. And that's why we have to start, just even watch how our apostle deals with certain things. There are certain things I've watched him because I follow him 100% of the time. I try not to miss no meeting. By the grace of God, I haven't. Whatever it takes, Lord, I want to be there. Because, see, I feel like I'm about to miss something if I'm not there. They're going to take a act of Congress. Amen. That's right. Wife can't make it. I'm gone. Son, gone. No matter. Your wife in the hospital, well, I can't do nothing for her. But the Holy Ghost can. Oh, see, y'all, that's okay. I'm going to go here. All right. I'm trying to show you. See, you have to develop that inner strength. Y'all with me? Okay. Now, remember, in order for us to function in the supernatural, because the gifts of the Spirit are supernatural, right? What is the supernatural? It's dimensions that operate above the natural, right? The supernatural mean I have to operate above this natural world. So I say the quickest way to transition from the natural to the supernatural is what? Praying in tongues. Y'all got it? So the supernatural realm is dimensions that operate above natural laws. The supernatural is permanent, the supernatural is invisible, and the supernatural is eternal. Y'all got it? The supernatural means it's located outside of the natural. That's why you need an escort. You need somebody to escort you into the supernatural. Remember, we are spirit beings. Y'all know we don't think of ourselves as spirit beings. We think of ourselves more as human beings. Thank you, man, for being honest. Everybody else spiritual. But we think of ourselves more of being human natural beings versus spirit, soul, and body. God is a spirit. He's the father of spirits. We came from him. So if God is a spirit, we are spirits. God lives in the supernatural realm, the spirit realm, the invisible realm, the permanent realm, the eternal realm where we came from. The Holy Spirit is given unto us to escort us back to where we came from, to live from that realm and not this natural realm. And the only way we're going to start making that transition is by living a life continuously of praying in our spirit language, where our spirit language for us here in the States, which is English, right? Where our spirit language, speaking in tongues, become English to us in the spirit. Is that clear enough for you? Okay. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, 18, we read it. Praying in the Spirit is the entrance into the supernatural. Y'all got it? It puts us in a position to maneuver in the spirit realm. Notice what it's, see, praying in tongues puts us in a position to do what? Maneuver, because we got a guide. I believe it's St. John 3, 7 or 3 and 11, where it said the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell from whence it came, and thou cannot tell where it is going or whither it goeth. What is that? St. John 3 what? 3:8. Now listen carefully. When you are born of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, you can't be predicted. Oh, see, he just say, you read it right there. See, you learn how to maneuver in the Spirit. Satan think you're here, but you're somewhere else. Y'all with me? So we learn how to maneuver in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, say praying in the Spirit. It teaches us how to flow with the supernatural. Praying in the Spirit teaches us how to flow with the Holy Spirit. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more you're fellowshipping with the Spirit. Because watch this. In order to pray in the Spirit or to pray with your spiritual language, you have to get the words from the Holy Spirit. The Amplified translation say, when we are filled with the Spirit, we speak by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit giving us the utterance. So whenever we pray, Paul say, my spirit prayeth. See, when I'm praying in tongues, that ain't my mind. That's not my intellect. It's definitely not my physical body, because it don't ever want to pray. Hell, as a matter of fact, when you, any of y'all have problems sleeping at night? No problem. Start praying in the Spirit. I promise you, your body will go. Come on. I'm serious. Yeah, you really struggling? Just start praying in the Spirit. No problem. You go to sleep so fast. Two things, read the word or pray. Guaranteed you'll put you to sleep. You don't need sleeping pills. So the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. Y'all got it? It will teach you to flow beyond the natural realm. We're talking about praying in the Spirit. I want to emphasize praying in the Spirit so much that when you wake up, you pray in the Spirit. Before you go to bed, you pray in the Spirit. When you're in your car, you cut off all these crazy radio channels and all this other foolishness you listen to, and give God some minutes in the Spirit. Now somebody said, well, you sounding super spiritual. No, we so far behind, we got to play catch up. Because nobody never emphasized this to us in this manner. Amen. I mean, apostles have been emphasizing this, but it comes a time it's like God just slap you. Pop! Dummy, I've been trying to tell you this. Look how far he is. You know, just because you're hearing it don't mean you're doing it. The Bible says not the hearers of the word that are blessed and all of their doing, it's the doers of the word. So that means you got to get your lazy tail up. Oh, Jesus. Well, you don't know how hard I work. Oh, Lord, now you don't want me to go there. You ain't never too tired to have sex if you're a man. And some of y'all girls ain't never too tired to clean up. All right, that's okay. Yeah, some of y'all got an addiction to cleaning up. And so, you know, you always, you know, honey, I got to go do this. Honey, I got to go do that. Yeah, you're never tired. All right. I'm just trying to help you. Not trying to be vulgar. I'm trying to help you. A man ain't ever too tired to have sex. He can work 24 hours straight. All right, now everybody won't be all saved now. If you ain't married, oh, Jesus, I ain't talking to you. All right, let's go. Come on here. Let's go. Come on now. We got to keep it going, because some of y'all think I'm not trying to be funny. This is the reality. We don't like praying in the Spirit. All right? Now, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. Come on, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but speaketh unto who? Speaketh unto who? God. So speaking in tongues or praying in your spirit language is your personal audience, personal interview with God himself. So every time you pray in the Spirit, you are talking directly to God. It is your hotline to him. Y'all got it? So praying in the Spirit is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. Y'all got it? when we pray in tongues, when we, didn't say if we, when we pray in tongues, it unlocks the spirit world. Now, when you think of unlocking something, you think of what? Keys. Jesus said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Without praying in the spirit, you don't know how to use them. Oh, now see that? Now y'all really robbing people in here. I said, Jesus said it is my pleasure to give you the keys of the kingdom. What good is it to have keys and you don't know how to use them? Oh, wait a minute. You can have a bunch of keys, but if you don't have the key to the door, you can't unlock it. And you can look through and see all of the good that belong to you. But if you don't have the key to unlock it, that's all you're going to be doing is looking. So in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 9 through 14, you read it. It said, the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And he reveals those things unto us. He is the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. So the wealth of all who Jesus is, all that Jesus have, and all that Jesus have done for us can only be accessed by the Holy Spirit. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
So it unlocks the spirit world. Y'all got it? We are automatically in the spirit when we pray in tongues. We're automatically in the spirit, the realm where God dwells. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John say, I was in the spirit, then I got caught up. You don't get in the spirit, you can't get caught up. Put it another way. Y'all remember when Jacob was sleeping in the place called Bethel, and he said, man, the presence of God is here. I'm right here where the house of God at. And he said there was a ladder that went into heaven. Now, I want y'all to pay attention. He said he saw angels ascending and descending. Oh, now, hold up. Time out. Some of y'all thought he said he saw angels descending and ascending. Jesus, when talking to Nathanael and St. John, said, because I said I saw you under the fig tree, because I said I saw you under the fig tree, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now watch what Jesus said. You shall see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That's what Jacob was talking about. He was talking about when men and women would be born of God by Jesus Christ and ascending on him into heaven, praying in the spirit, hearing unlawful things in the spirit, descending and bringing them back into the earth realm. That's the only way it can be done. The things that God have prepared for us in this earth realm, he reveals to us when we ascend. You got to ascend. You got to get out of this natural. Jesus in another place say, I live from above. You from the earth. You earthly. I'm from above. The first Adam, he was made from the earth. He was earthly. The last Adam was a quickening spirit. See, I'm talking about going into the spirit world. Praying in tongues is the access. It's the doorway. It's the gateway. It opens up every other thing to us. Are you with me now? It's the realm where God belongs. When we pray in the spirit, we enter into God's miracle zone. You won't see miracles. You won't see signs and wonders. You got to get into the zone where they are born from. Y'all got it? All right. When we pray in the spirit, we have a direct line. I call it the bat line. Now, y'all know you couldn't get Bruce Wayne until you got the right number. Now, y'all know y'all don't watch enough Batman. Don't look like you don't know what I'm talking about. You couldn't get him till that red line over there rung. Watch this. All of the stuff we've been watching kids was about being supernatural. Clark Kent. Superman. Bruce Wayne. Batman. Y'all kind of quiet. Even Underdog. was supernatural. So all I'm trying to tell you is praying in the spirit cloaks you with the supernatural. So you can not be you, whatever your name is tonight. So you can go in your booth, your closet, and come out wearing an anointing that's going to impact people's lives. Amen. Let's keep it going here. I have a surprise for you. You're going to love me after this class. And then some of y'all going, oh, God, what is that surprise? All right, so now when we pray in the spirit, we have an audience with God and miracles will flow. Y'all got it? As long as Satan can stop us from praying in tongues, y'all got it? He will keep us away from the miraculous. That's why he don't want you praying in tongues. Listen to me. Nothing you face, you have not already won. What did I just say? I say nothing you face, you have not already won. What did I say? All right. Well, here is the secret. The secret is you've already won. But in order for you to see the manifestation of it, you got to go in the spirit world and get it and bring it y'all. Yeah. Like we say down, yeah. I ain't trying to be all nice over the internet. Yeah, right here. Y'all got it? See, victory belong to us. But in the natural, it don't seem like you're winning. The only way you could fight effectively is supernaturally, because you're dealing with an enemy you can't see.
That's right.
So I believe it is in Ephesians 6:18. I'm talking about praying always. Where y'all at? Got no help here. All right, here to go. Praying always. With all prayer
and supplication
in the spirit. Once again, without being filled with the spirit, you can't pray in the spirit. Notice what he said again. Read it again.
Praying always
with all prayer and supplication
in the
spirit. Praying always, praying always, praying always, praying always. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not to faint. When your prayer life starts to faint, you are. Satan has spent a whole lifetime blocking the church out from praying in the spirit. Why? Because he knows that's where we build up ourselves. According to Ephesians 3:16, where he said, being strengthened with might by his spirit in our inner man. Being built up, being he that prayeth, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're switching from the natural, from the sensual, from the devilish, to the supernatural. Satan out here talking, but God in here talking. God talks in here. Satan talk out there. Praying in the spirit helps quiet your mind. You ever get a call? Your child an accident. Why is it that you always speak till they died, or they hurt real bad, versus stop, go to your inner man, get to peace? You don't have to be on the scene to know everything all right. You got a helper. All right. Don't let me go over now. Reverends. So Satan does not want us praying in tongues. Y'all got it? So that's what he does. As long as Satan can stop us from praying in tongues, he keep us away from the miraculous. Y'all got it? See, when we pray in the spirit, it's an atmospheric charge, especially when we pray individually and corporately. But when we come together corporately, there is an exponential increase. Exponential. You need to understand something about multiplication. See, In God's realm, there's exponential multiplication. Somebody say, would you rather 10 to the first power, 10 to the second power? Yeah, what's 10 times 1? What's 10 to the first power? You want 10 times 2 or 10 to the second power? All right. Do you want 10 times 2 or 10 to the second power? All right, well, what's 10 times 2? What's 10 to the second power? 100. It's 10 times 10. Exponential. Y'all see how fast that went? Now, you can be at 20 or 100. If one can put 1,000, two can put 10. So you know what 1,000 is? That's 10 to the what? 10 to the third power. Come on now. Y'all got to go back to school. It's 10 to the third. It's 10 to the third power. If one can put 1,000, one can put 1,000 to flight. Well, why can one of us put 1,000 to flight? Because we have divine backup, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If one of us can put 1,000, then what happens when all of us come together? We're talking about praying in the Spirit, right? Now, let's take your homework assignment before you get happy. Somebody say, please don't give us homework over the holidays. Well, if you're going to be a student, it's not really that hard. It's not really that hard. Because I want you to watch a video online by Apostle Thompson. Somebody say, oh my goodness. You better watch it because it's going to be on the test. November 26th, 2014, it's a Wednesday service. Better go over it, because there are going to be things from beginning to the end on the test. Because it talks about praying in the Spirit and all of the benefits that's available to us. I know I couldn't teach it all in class, so just watch the video. Now, that's 2 weeks. Huh? Not trying to make it hard for you. Just want to help you be a student and keep on advancing. Now, remember, when you come back from break, January the 6th through the 9th is the ministers' conference. Also remember, my time is winding down. Also remember, that's January 6th through the 9th. Also remember that at the end of each year, we honor the founders of the training center. And I want you, y'all first year students, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if I saw something, but this is honor. Honor is your best gift. Now, if all you can come up with is $100 between now and 6 months, I'm going to pray for you. Because, see, this is what I find. I'm just trying to help you. You know, if I'm going to help you, I'm going to help you. Okay, you know, when you go, Jay Alexander. I mean, one time at Jay Alexander for 2 years, about $100. Oh, Lord. And then when we come to the apostle, come on now. This is eternal life. This is life you getting here. So I want you to rethink your goal. If I saw it right, I could have been, but you understand what I'm saying. Bring your best gift. You could systematically between now and May come up with more than $100 individually. My goodness. I said you can. I believe if you put a number out there, God will bring it to you. Because I believe honor got to be high.
Yes.
Zulu get more than that. That's the Mardi Gras club down there in New Orleans. You got to put about 10,000, you won't be up there. Annually. All right? So look, everybody, y'all have a great Christmas. As Apostle said, we love you. We bless you. Y'all have a great holiday season. Don't forget your homework assignment.